Secretary of State Colin Powell today held talks with Turkey's leaders in Ankara to try to patch up damaged U.S.-Turkish relations. Last month, Turkey's parliament blocked the deployment of thousands of U.S. troops on Turkish soil in advance of the war against Iraq. American commanders had hoped to open a northern front for the attack on Baghdad. Secretary Powell is urging Turkey to stay out of Iraq.
We'll also develop ways in the next several days to ensure that we understand how we would respond to a problem that might arise in northern Iraq that might affect Turkish interest. All of this, I think, is in the spirit of cooperation, and it shows how Turkey is working so closely with the coalition.
NPR's Guy Raz is in Ankara. What came out of Powell's talks with Turkish leaders?
Well, Bob, it appears that Powell managed to win a Turkish commitment to open its border with Iraq for humanitarian aid, and I think even more importantly, to open that border to resupply material for U.S. ground troops who are currently in northern Iraq. Now, it's important to say that those resupply material is likely to be limited to things like fuel and food, maybe some logistics equipment. Neither Secretary Powell nor the Turkish Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül gave any specifics, but Gül did say that there was no need for the Turkish parliament to vote on the matter, so I suspect the understanding between Powell and Turkish leaders now is one that would allow things like food and fuel in, but not things like weaponry or offensive equipment to pass through Turkish soil into Iraq.
What about the question of a Turkish military incursion into Iraq?
Well, this has been an ongoing discussion between Washington and Ankara, and it seems like on this issue, too, Powell made some progress, as you heard in the clip that we just played. Secretary of State Powell came here to reaffirm Washington's position against any kind of large-scale Turkish incursion into northern Iraq. Powell said that Turkish officials assured him that they don't anticipate any reason to go in at the moment. And Powell also spoke about a coordinating committee. It's a committee that would include representatives from Turkey and from leading Kurdish groups in northern Iraq. Now, that body would ostensibly serve as a sort of direct line of communication between the two sides. So, in other words, you know, if the Turkish government saw a need to go into Iraq, there would be an early warning infrastructure in place. And Turkey, as you know, Bob, is very sensitive about any Kurdish movements toward the key Iraqi cities of Kirkuk and Mosul, movements that we've seen in the past few days. In the past, Turkish leaders have said they would send in the military if a large number of Kurdish fighters did enter those cities. So Powell did acknowledge some of the Turkish fears, but he also did his best to reassure the leaders here that the northern part of Iraq is under U.S. control, and the Kurdish fighters in that area are effectively serving under a U.S. command structure.
Has Powell's visit succeeded to any extent in healing the differences between Washington and Ankara?
I think his very presence here has been very important. Both Secretary Powell and the Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül exchanged warm words. But there's no question that the relations between Ankara and Washington have been rocky for some time. Turkish officials for the past few weeks have felt as if they were bullied by Washington into sort of supporting a war that they didn't want, that they didn't support. And besides, there's a sense here among the political and military establishment that Washington isn't being fair to Turkey when it comes to northern Iraq, because the Turks say they have legitimate security concerns in the region, and they feel constrained from doing anything because of pressure from the White House. But at the same time, I think it's important to note that Powell expressed his disappointment over Turkey's decision last month not to allow U.S. forces to mobilize here. But that said, he came here armed with a $1 billion grant from the White House that's been proposed to help stabilize Turkey's economy. Powell told reporters last night there are no strings attached to that aid. And I think finally, most importantly, Bob, is that Turkey will have to play some kind of role after this war is over, either in a humanitarian role or as peacekeepers or, you know, simply as a place to organize the post-war reorganization of Iraq. So any damage to the relationship that's taken place over the past months really has to be resolved now. And I think Powell really, really began that process today.
NPR's Guy Raz in Ankara.